Chase stroked Rachel's hair, and then folded his arms as he lifted an eyebrow to the wizard. "Gives a lot of orders for a woods guide." Zed laughed. "That he does." A little bald-headed man came running down the hill of steps, a hand held up, beckoning.
Wizard Zorinder! Wizard Zorinder!
He finally came to a panting halt in front of them. Wizard Zorinder!
What is it?
Zed asked with a frown. He struggled to catch his breath.
Wizard Zorinder, there is trouble.
What sort of trouble, and who are you?
He leaned closer, conspiratorially, lowering his voice.
I am the headmaster of the crypt staff. There's trouble.
His beady eyes darted about. Trouble in the crypt?
What crypt?
The man's eyes looked surprised at the question.
Why, the crypt of Panis Rawl, Master Rawl's grandfather, of course.
Zed's brow wrinkled.
Then what's the trouble?
The headmaster put his fingers nervously to his lips.
I didn't see it myself, Wizard Zorinder, but my people would never lie. Never. They told me, and they wouldn't lie. What is it?
Zed bellowed.
What's the trouble?
His eyes darted about again, his voice lowered to a whisper.
The walls, Wizard Zorinder, the walls.
Zed gritted his teeth.
What about the walls?
He looked up at the wizard, his eyes wide.
They are melting, Wizard Zorinder. The walls and the crypt are melting.
Zed straightened and glared at the man.
Bags! You have white stone on hand, white stone from the quarry of the prophets?
The man nodded vigorously.
Of course.
Zed reached into his robes, pulling out a small pouch.
Seal the opening to the tomb with white stone from the quarry of the prophets.
Seal it shut, he gasped.
Yes, seal it shut, or the entire palace will melt.
He handed the man the pouch.
Mix this magic dust with the mortar. It must be done before the sun sets, understand? Sealed shut before the sun sets.
The man nodded, snatched the pouch from Zed's hand, and ran back up the steps as fast as his short legs would take him. Another man, taller, with his hands in the opposite sleeves of his gold-trimmed white robes, passed him as he came down. Chase glared at Zed, poking a big finger at the wizard's chest.
Panis Rawl, Master Rawl's grandfather?
Zed cleared his throat.
Yes, well, we will have to have a talk.
The man in the white robes approached. Wizard Zorinder, is Master Rawl about? There are matters to be discussed. Zed peered up at the dragon disappearing in the sky.
Master Rawl will be away for a time.
But he will return.
Yes.
Zed looked back to the man's waiting face.
Yes, he will return. You will just have to carry on until then.
The man shrugged. We are used to that here at the People's Palace, waiting for the master to return. He turned and started off, but stopped when Zed called him back.
I'm hungry. Is there anywhere to get something to eat around here?
The man smiled and held his arm out to the palace entrance. Of course, Wizard Zorinder. Allow me to show you to a dining hall.
How about it, Chase? Care for some lunch before I'm on my way?
The boundary warden looked down at Rachel.
Lunch?
She grinned and nodded in earnest.
All right, Zed. And where is it you're going?
Zed shifted his robes.
To see Abby.
Chase lifted an eyebrow.
A little rest and relaxation?
He grinned. Zed couldn't help smiling a little.
That, and I must take her to Idendrill, to the wizard's keep. We have a lot of reading to do.
Why would you want to take Addy to Idendrill, to the wizard's keep, to read? Zed gave the boundary warden a sidelong glance.
Because she knows more about the underworld than anyone alive.
We hope you have enjoyed our presentation of Wizard's First Rule by Terry Goodkind. Copyright 1994, Terry Goodkind. Performed by Sam Chuchevis. Directed by Lisa Kahn. Performance copyright 2008 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved. For further information concerning this program or other Brilliance audio titles, please call the following toll-free number, 1-800-222-3225, or visit our website at brillianceaudio.com. No part of this recording may be played for an audience or reproduced in any form. It may not be streamed, downloaded, broadcast, or copied without written permission. Address all inquiries to Brilliance Audio, P.O. Box 887, Grand Haven, Michigan, 49417.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.